Schmeidler's first. Team foul number one on Hayes. 4-3 Hayes, 6:45 to play as Hayes applying some pressure. Bailey Wiltz bring it up far side, and Bailey got it deflected near midcourt. Stays with Emporia High. Well, Emporia High got to go work here. Down one, Hayes on a 4-3, 4-4-0 run. Bailey looking in, down. Oh, it looked like she stepped in. That would have been a turnover. Gets it in to Jada Geary. Jada across the timeline with a right-hand dribble. Bounce pass to Wilt's right wing. Bailey looking to attack as Riley Dreyer is in the game. They get double dribble on Wilt's. So Riley Dreyer is in the game, 5'7 senior. So let's reset the Hayes lineup. It's Winner, Dreyer, Martin Lindenberger, Schmeidler. Dreyer here near wing. Now the Winner at the right elbow. Winner looking to attack. Hook shot right side. No. Rebound picked up by Jada Geary for Emporia High. 6:09 to play here first quarter. Emporia High down 1-4-3. Jada Geary right wing back to Bailey. Wiltz looking to attack baseline right side. Trapped. Throws it and it's chased down by Geary here near corner. Here's a Beheimer screen. As Jay trying to dribble out of traffic. Deflected right beside the Hayes bench. It'll stay with Emporia High. Well, Emporia High trying to do something here as Emporia High has only put up one shot. It was made by Jay DeGeary on that three. Jay got fouled from behind by the future Ottawa Brave, Molly Martin. Martin's first, team foul number two on Hayes. As Wiltz to inbound, right in front of the Hayes bench. Inbounds to Beheimer at the top of the key. Here's Jada Geary, lost a handle. Turnover Emporia High. Couldn't reel in that pass by Jade from Jade to Beheimer. Turnover Emporia High. That's their third. 5:47 to play here first quarter. Lady Spartans down one at 4-3. Well, Hayes made a long trip here. You know how long that Hayes trip is. Dreyer, right wing, a three. That's a brick. A rebound picked up by Bailey Wiltz. Here comes Emporia High down one. Jada Geary, far wing. Jade looking to attack against Schmeidler. Now swinging over to Wiltz here near wing. Here's a Geary screen. Jade looking to go to work. Hayes bench won a double dribble. There's a steal by Schmeidler. Here comes Hayes the other way. Schmeidler to the cover right side. Missed the bunny. Rebound. She got it back, though. And they'll reset. Schmeidler right wing, a three. It's short. Rebound tab. They're going to get a deal with a foul. Oh, my. Centennial League crew going to call this all night. I believe they're going to get the foul on Adea, and that is her first. Team foul number two on the black and red here in quarter number one. As the first off the Emporia High bench here tonight is Lizbeth Moreno. Lizbeth, 5'9", sophomore. This will be her fifth game played, and they're going to take Ryan Howell out. Good minutes for Ryan, though. Now we're going to go with a two-big look with Moreno. Inbounds to Lindenberger, baseline at the right block. Martin at the free throw line in the lane. Here's a jumper from 13 to 2 strong by Martin. Rebound Bailey Wiltz. Well, Emporia High containing Molly Martin here early in the going. Hayes leads 4-3. 4:46 to play. Opening quarter from Spartan Gymnasium. Bailey Wiltz here near wing against Dreyer. Here's an Adea Hefner screen. Wiltz bounce pass had Dreyer right on there as they didn't want it, and they get a tie up. It's going to be Hayes ball on the arrow as Bailey tied it up, and it's going to Hayes as Kinley Winner in. She was an initial starter at 5'4 senior. Zoe Winner's out. As also in for Hayes, it's Molly Buckles, a 6-foot junior, as Lindenberger also out for Hayes. Martin in the far corner, DeWitt corner for three. She hit it. The future Ottawa Brave, the KCAC has got to know about Molly Martin, everybody. And she has five, and Hayes leads it 7-3. They're on a 7-0 run here. And Emporia High, another turnover. Jada Geary too much on that pass. As Ryan Howell back in for Emporia High, and Adea Hefner's out. Well, Molly Martin, if she gets going, that's going to be the difference maker in this basketball game. She's got 5 of the 7. We are at the halfway point of quarter number one. Hayes leads 7-3. They get it into Lindenberger, or this is Buckles, or Lindenberger, right-handed layup is off. Rebound out of bounds. It's off Bailey. He'll stay with Emporia. He'll stay with Hayes. As they took Dreher out, so Lindenberger missed that one. Hayes to play it at 3:50 to play opening quarter. Lady Indians with a 4-point advantage. Schmeidler, baseline, left side, floater, it's good. 9-0 Hayden run. Schmeidler has her first basket, and Hayes now leads it by 6, 9-3. 9-0, Hayes run. Here in the opening quarter, in the Beheimer, lost a handle as Jada Geary is trying to get the Beheimer in at the block left side, and Sydney turned it over. And Emporia High coughing the basketball up left and right. 8 turnovers here in the first 4.5 minutes. And Hayes leads it 9-3 on a 9-0 run. Molly Martin, far wing against Bailey Wilts. Entry pass, Buckles gets into Wildman. Lindenberger, layup left side, good. Buckles with the assist. Lindenberger has 4. And Hayes with 11 straight. They lead it by 8. 11-3, 3:10 to play. And a foul in front court against the Hayes Indians. Foul is called against Kinley Winner, her first team foul number 3. Daya Hefner back in for Emporia High as Lisbeth Marino will go to the bench. I don't know how deep Taylor Scott's going to go tonight with the absence of Macy Davis. But it's about 7 deep now. To 7. Up top to Jada Geary. Jade looking to attack at the left right elbow. She lost. The handle is stolen by Martin. And a timeout called by Hayes. 30-second timeout. And we'll keep it right here. Here in this first quarter of action from Spartan Gymnasium as Hayes leads it 11-3. 3:02 to play in the opening quarter. Well, I'm going to try to see if I can get some scores for you. Nothing that I can find at the moment. Well, I'm going to have. There's a lot of games being played tonight. A lot of teams playing either their first or second games of the 2025 here tonight from across the area. Like I mentioned, Northern Heights and Madison playing each other. You can hear that doubleheader on Mixwell 4.9. Hayes ball out of timeout. They're 3 to play. Mark to the cup, left side. Hook shot is good, and Hayes has 13 straight. It is a 10-point lead for Hayes. Martin with 7. 13-3. Hayes with 13 straight. 2:40 a play opening quarter. Aguirre here near corner. Jay needs some help and threw it into the hands of Lindenberger. And Emporia High is letting Hayes do all the dirty work. Layup left side. Good, and a foul by Martin. And Martin is taking over this game. She's got 9 looking for 10. 15 straight for Hayes. Foul is on Beheimer. Her first team foul number 3. And Taylor Scott wants time. It's a 15-0 Hayes run. Could be 16 pending the free throw. Let's come back in 30. It's a full timeout. We're back in 30. Hayes leads at 15-3. 2:31 to play opening quarter. We're back in 30. This is Emporia High Basketball.
Emporia High Spartan Sports being brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services Agent Brian Fillinger. It's your future. Let's protect it. Call 620-342-2500 or log on to brianfillinger.com. Gerald Schumann Electric, the one to call for all your electrical needs from residential to commercial to industrial. Call 620-342-2176. And Mark II Lumber. Find a complete line of building materials and hardware priced right every day at 825 East 6th.
KVOE, live and local.
Well, Hayes about to extend this run to 16-0 after Emporia High took a 3-0 lead on a Jada Geary 3. And Molly Martin taking over this basketball game and could get into double figures here early and could be at our average before the first quarter even ends. Emporia High did have a sub as Bailey Wiltows. Aislinn Farrell in for the first time. 5'5 freshman. Martin to the line for the three-point play. That's in and out. Rebound. Offensive rebound for Ace Schmeidler. Schmeidler to the cup. There is a three by Winner right corner. It's in. Winner for three. And it's 17 straight. And a steal by Hayes. As Martin with a steal layup left side. Good. Schmeidler with the bucket. And Hayes has 20 straight. Well, they gave that three by Winner a two. So Schmeidler has four. Board has 19-3. So it's 19 straight points. So I need to edit that in the iPad when we got a moment. So Hayes has scored 19 straight. And a foul from behind on Hayes. Well, we got foul is on Kinley Winner. That is her second. Team foul number four on Hayes. Laura Schwinn said, Walter. I know the program was messed up when I saw it, but luckily enough, Dustin Armbruster gave me accurate roster. Inbound to Ryan Howe here near wing. Emporia High needs something. Adea, low post left side. Floater too strong for Adea. Rebound on the bounce stand with Emporia High. It's out of bounds off Buckle. 1:40 to play, first quarter. 19-3 Hayes. Jada Geary inbound to Beheimer here near wing. And Adea loose on the floor. It's going to be tied up. Ball is Emporia High's on the arrow. 1:33 to play, first quarter. 19-3 Hayes. Emporia High to inbound, and there's a push. And then Hayes just committed their fifth foul of the quarter, and Emporia High's going to shoot free throws. Foul is on Zoe Winner. Zoe Winner's back into the game. That's her first. Team foul number five. And Adea Hefner, her Aunt Katie, not that far away. First one too strong for Adea. Every free throw got to matter. Emporia High on the season, just 40% from the charity stripe. Adea second on the way in the 19-0 run. No. Rebound Winner. 19-3 Hayes. 1:30 a play in the first. Winner attacking, floater off the glass and in. Zoe Winner with her first basket, scored 11 of her 14 in a row, and it's 21-3, 21 straight for Hayes. 1:13 to play opening quarter. This one's getting out of hand in a hurry. The Geary baseline dribbles it out in the far corner. Jada left-handed dribble into Adea. Adea got poked away, and it's stolen. It is stolen by Schmeidler, and a foul on the Lady Spartans. Foul is on Aguirre, her first, team foul number four. As Molly Martin back in, as Schmeidler will sit out. Exactly a minute to play, first quarter. All Hayes, a 21-0 run. It is 21-3. Zoe Winner, left wing, a three, too strong. Rebound chased down by Wiltz. Here comes Emporia High. Adea in the lane, traveled. Well, Emporia High, 13 turnovers, and have just put up two shot attempts in the first 7-21 of this game. Hayes is 10 of 17 from the field. 18-point lead on a 21-0 run. Molly Martin, the future Ottawa Brave, and a whistle and a foul on the black and red. And Adea kind of questioning this one. And it is on the 6-foot senior. Adea second, team foul number five. Zoe Winner will go to the free throw line for Hayes to extend this 21-0 run. Winner on the season, 8 of 9. Free throw on the way, in and out. There's the broadcaster's jinx. Moreno back in as Adea will sit down with number two. Zoe Winter now 8 of 10 on the season for the 5'11 junior. Second one, too strong. Missed her second and third free throws of the season there. Rebound, Moreno. 23 seconds to play first quarter. Hayes leads 21-3. Jada Geary with 18. Emporia High going from right to left. Beheimer at the elbow. Jumper from 13, a foul. And Beheimer's going to shoot two, and Sydney is 4 of 8. Foul is on Dreher. That is her first. And Beheimer trying to end a 21-0 run. Beheimer, the freshman, first one too strong. And Emporia High only with 3 points here in almost 8 minutes of play. 3-0 lead. Turned to 21-3 in a heartbeat. But Beheimer connects on the second to end it. Her first point, 21-4. Martin with seven. Martin looking to go to the cup. Lays it up and made it look easy and in. Martin has 11, 23-4. Aguirre from half court, no. And that will do it for the first. Emporia High down 17, 23-4. We're back in 1 minute. This is Emporia High basketball.
Emporia High Spartan Sports, brought to you by Flint Hills Mall, a convenient option for your new or growing retail business. To learn more about becoming a mall tenant, visit flinthillsmall.com. Emporia State Federal Credit Union, offering you banking by text, the perfect tool for your busy life so you'll have more time to sit back and enjoy the game. Good luck, Spartans. And by Thurston's Plus Auto Body and Automotive, your complete service stop, online at thurstonsplusautobody.com. Thurston's Plus, a proud supporter of Emporia High Sports.
Emporia High Spartan Sports, brought
KVOE, live and local.
Well, Emporia High ended a 23-0 Hayes run. It is a 19-point game as Hayes leads it 23-4. We're about to start the second quarter here from Spartan Gymnasium. Hayes brought their cheerleaders, making the three-hour trek from the north central western part of the state. Black and red led 3-0. Hayes scored 21 straight. And Emporia High will get the ball to start quarter number two. Jada Geary will bring it out the floor for Emporia High. Jade got it poked away. Schmeidler's on her. Brian Howe with it. Right wing entry pass stolen. Loose and is picked up by Hayes. Picked up there by Schmeidler as Emporia High another turnover in this basketball game. And Ryan Howe just came up with a steal, and she threw it in the hands of Molly Martin, the career leader in steals at Hayes. And the Dreher dishes off to Lindenberger. It's deflected. Stays with Hayes. 7:28 to play first half. Lady Spartans out 19-23-4. They're going to say, well, Bailey was in looking to inbound, but it was Hayes' ball. Inbounds the winner at the top. Steps in. In the Lindenberger, hook shot right side, too strong. So we win a rebound, put back good. And Hayes making everything look easy. Hayes now leads 25-4 as winner with four. 25-4, Hayes, 7:10 to play in the first half. And Beheimer got poked away by Molly Martin. Martin to the cup, left side layup, too strong. But she's going to get two free throws here at 7:03 to play in the second. Foul on Ryan Howe, her second, team foul number one. And foul trouble gonna hurt the black and red here if things keep blowing in their direction with the fouls. Too strong on the front end by Molly Martin. Kinsley Hines in for the first time tonight. 5'7 junior, Beheimer will sit out. Molly Martin looking for her 12th point, second one. And that one bounced in. So Molly Martin goes 1 of 2 at the line. She's got 12. Hayes leads by 22 at 26-4. Nearing 7 minutes to play here in the first half. Jada Geary bounce pass to Bailey Wiltz here near wing. Bailey looking to attack. Jumper from 10. It's in. It's off the window and in for Bailey.
That's
Bailey with her first points since the Hayden game. And it's a 20-point deficit for the black and red, 26-6. 6:41 to play here in the first half. Winner in the Lindenberger, layup right side, too strong. Rebound bounce, it's Emporia High's. Last touch by Lindenberger. So Emporia High catching a break there. So Emporia High down 20, 26-6. 90 seconds into quarter number two from Spartan Gymnasium. Ryan Howe with it, far wing in Zoe Winter now. And there's a turnover on Emporia High as Wiltz couldn't control it. Well, you look at the numbers. 16 turnovers for Emporia High to 2 for Hayes. Emporia High 2 of 4 from the field. Hayes 12 of 21. Schmeidler, right elbow out to Martin, right wing a 3, in and out. Rebound picked up by Winter and a travel on Winter. Third turnover against Hayes. As Audrey Cunningham will come in for the first time, 5'3" sophomore, as Moreno will leave, come back in as well. Ryan Howell's out, and Adea Hefner will come out as well. So resetting the lineup for Emporia High. It's Aguirre, Hines, Beheimer, Cunningham, Moreno. Jade brings up the floor across the timeline. Jade, a left-handed dribble against Schmeidler, and Molly Martin almost had another steal. Hines, bounce pass to Cunningham, top of the key. A 3, that's too strong for Audrey. Rebound picked up by Schmeidler for Hayes. Here's a jumper by Schmeidler from 17. It's too strong. Jade Aguirre with a rebound from Emporia High. Lady Spartans down 20, 26-6. Nearing 5.5 to play here in the opening half. Aguirre poked away, stolen by Schmeidler. Schmeidler one-on-one against Beheimer. Gets it off to a cutting Dreyer, who lays it up from the left side. As Dreyer with the layup, her first points. Back to a 22-point advantage for Hayes, 28-6. 5:12 to play first half. Cunningham, left-handed dribble. Her sister Taylor in attendance. Gary and the Moreno. Foul. Moreno got fouled from behind in Lindenberger. And he got called with a foul. Her first. Lindenberger's brother was a standout at Hayes playing for Arkansas Fort Smith. They get to see the Hornets at the end of the month at Wyatt Auditorium. Beheimer inbounds to Moreno, and it's stolen by Martin. Guess who? Guess who? Martin, the all-time leading steals, and takes a layup from the left, right side, and Molly Martin has 14. 24-point lead. Taylor Scott wants another timeout. It's a 30. Let's just keep it right here. As Emporia High burning two timeouts here in the opening half. They trail 30-6 with 4:49 to play in the opening half. Let's give you some games that are going on tonight in the area. Like I mentioned, our area doubleheader that we're doing tonight on Mix 104.9, Madison Northern Heights, Linden Chase County, Hartford Opie, the Battle of Southern Lyon County happening at Opie tonight, Lebo Burlingame also tonight, Waverly at Meredithine Valley, and Caraparavella at Osage City. Those are the games tonight. Full slate coming up on Friday night as well. Then next week, Flint Hills League Shootout will be Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Friday, Saturday, and a full slate of games in the Lyon County League Tuesday, Thursday, Friday next week. Emporia High ball out of the timeout, trailing 30-6. Jada Gary up top to Kinsley Hines. Kinsley hasn't scored this season. I'd love to see it in, and it was deflected. Jada Gary chased it down for no backcourt violation. To Beheimer, right wing, Zoe Winters on her. It's the first of a home and home between Emporia High and Hayes. Emporia High has to go to Hayes next year. Moreno turned it over, stolen by Winter. To Dreyer, right side layup is good. Riley Dreyer has 4. And Hayes putting it on. It is now a 26-point lead, 32-6. It was a loose ball, and it's going to stay with Hayes. A foul on the foul on Hayes. Foul is on Lindenberger. That's her second. team foul number two. Wholesale subs as Lynn Melvin brings in Annie Humphrey, a 5'4 junior, along with Morgan Armbruster, Dustin's daughter, into the game. 5'10 sophomore. Who else in there? Moreno left, left side. Crawled off. Crawled off there for Elizabeth. Rebound, Hayes. As Buckles is in. I'll have to reset the iPad when we got a moment. Here is winner free throw line jumper short. Rebound in the hands of Cunningham. Comes Emporia High, leading or trailing by 26. Jada Geary, left-handed dribble, now a right-handed dribble. Here's a Boeheimer screen. Swing it over to Kinsley Hines, right wing. Kinsley trying to feed it as Armbruster's on her, and they're going to get Kinsley with travel. Well, Dustin Armbruster going to love the defense from his daughter on that. So Emporia High down 26, 32-6, 3:24 to play in the first half. And I did not have Annie Humphrey in. Here's Winter, layup right side, good. Zoe Winter now has six. 34-6, Hayes. 3:11 to play in the first half. It is 34-3, Hayes, since Emporia High led 3-0. Boeheimer, far wing. Bounce pass to Cunningham. As Kinley Winters back into the game for Hayes. And Aguirre now with it, far side. Jade, baseline, jumper from 10, too strong. Rebound picked up by Winter. Buckles lost a handle. Here's a three missing by Winter. And the rebound is going to Emporia High. Foul is on Winter, Zoe Winter. No relation between the two winners on the Hayes roster. So 34-6. So like I said, Zoe Winter, her second. Team foul number three on Hayes. 2:26 to play first half. All Hayes, 34-6. And a steal. Steal there by Kinley Winter. Layup left side is in. Yep, and Laura Schwinn said Winter finally. Four for Winter. 30-point advantage for Hayes. 36-6. As Sam Scobie will check in. She's at the table. Lindenberger's also at the table for Hayes. Foul on the Lady Indians. Foul is on Humphrey. Need to get her into the iPad. She's got her first personal foul. Team foul number four. Lindenberger back in. Well, the iPad not cooperating. So, Lindenberger back in for Hayes as Winter comes out. Hensley Hines, far wing. Now the Boeheimer. Under two to play. We're at 1:51 to play here in the second. 36-6 in favor of Hayes. Sam Scobie just threw it away. Scobie's not going to like it across the way. Saw Scott across the way just clap his hands. As Cunningham came out for Sam. Hayes with the ball, leading by 30. In Lindenberger, layup right side, good. Lindenberger from Winter. Lindenberger with six. 32-point advantage for Hayes at 38-6. 1:23 to play here in the first half. Spartan Gymnasium. You can tell the Lady Spartans there's just no energy here at Spartan Gymnasium. I can tell this team has worked on communication and sense of urgency. Cunningham with it here near wing now as Aguirre's out of the game. And a foul on Hayes. And Kinsley Hines is going to get her first free throws of the season. So Jada Geary came out. Foul is on Armbruster. Well, there you go, Coach Eckert. Armbruster with a foul, her first team foul number five. Double bonus for Emporia High. Kinsley Hines, her first point of the season, connects on the front first. Good for Kinsley. in an appearance at state in tennis this past year. And Kinsley Hines with a pair of free throws. Qualified for state in tennis with Peyton Chanley. First trip to state for Kinsley in tennis this past fall. 30-point advantage, 38-8. And the Buckles, right-handed layup, good. Molly Buckles, her first point, 40-8. Hayes, 38 seconds to play here in the first half. Beheimer with it, just inside the arc here near side. Bounce pass to Moreno, layup left side, no! Buckles with the rebound. Here comes Hayes, leading by 32. Well, the running clock won't come into a factor until the fourth quarter. Schmeidler with it. 10 seconds. They're just stalling. No shot clock. Martin. Dish in. Lindenberger. Layup right side. Too strong. Put back. Lindenberger. Good. Well, Lindenberger got two shots at that. She's got eight and beats the horn. 42-8. Hayes. The Longbine Auto Plaza halftime show is next. We're back after this. This is Emporia High Basketball.
Emporia High Spartan Sports being brought to you by Next Tech Wireless, the latest wireless technology, fastest network, and best coverage. Your next step is Next Tech Wireless, located inside the Flint Hills Mall. Black Creek Diesel and Automotive at 3105 West 6th Avenue. Proud to serve the area's automotive, diesel, and heavy equipment repair needs. And the Credit Union of Emporia at 2711 West 15th, where you're treated like a person and not an account number.
Emporia High Spartan Sports, brought to you by John North Ford, Lincoln, and Nissan. Sales, parts, and service since 1963. By Bruff Sports Bar and Grill. Feed your hunger, quench your thirst at family-friendly Bruff Sports Bar and Grill, 2640 West 18. And by the RV Dock, 618 Industrial. Repairs for your RV for over 25 years. The RV Dock.
This is Emporia High Spartan Basketball. It's time for the Longbine Auto Plaza halftime show. Longbine Auto Plaza, your Chevrolet dealer in Emporia. Driven by longbineauto.com. Back to the gymnasium, here's Dylan Sherwood.
Well, Hayes leads it 42-8 over the Emporia High Lady Spartans. And since 3-0 Emporia High and early in the first quarter, Hayes has outscored the Lady Spartans 42-5. With studio engineer Brock Malone back at the KVOE studios on the former campus of the College of Emporia, I'm Dylan Sherwood. Well, we've seen what the absence of Macy Davis has done, because you really haven't seen a sense of urgency for Emporia High in that first half, and just turnovers left and right, just some good defenders. As this Hayes team, we knew they were really good coming in. So Hayes leads 42-8 here at the break at Spartan Gymnasium. Let's continue with the Longbine Auto Plaza halftime show. After this break, we'll have stats. I'll give you some scores here after this break. Hayes leads 42-8 here at the break at Spartan Gymnasium. We're back with more of the Longbine Auto Plaza halftime show in a moment. This is Emporia High Basketball.
At Longbine Auto Plaza in Emporia, we're kicking off the new year with fast start savings, like a new 2024 Chevy Silverado 1500 LT Crew Cab 4x4 truck with over $7,250 below MSRP with the current Chevy trade. Or get a 2024 Silverado 1500 Custom Crew Cab 4x4 for only $449 per month, 36-month, 36,000-mile lease with $5,000 trade equity or cash. And we're offering top dollar for your quality trade-in. You'll get our best deal every day at Longbine Auto Plaza in Emporia. So come see us today or visit us 24/7 at longbineauto.com. Chevy. Together, let's drive.
Emporia High Spartan Sports, brought to you by Country Mart at 1020 Merchant. From their fresh meat cut and wrapped on-site to fresh produce, deli, and bakery. Get in, get out, and get on with your day. The Emporia Public School System, they build futures. And Express Tire and Auto, your tire professionals and Polaris experts. See them at 806 East 12th Avenue in Emporia, next to the water tower.
Emporia High Spartan Sports, brought to you by Network Computer Solutions, empowering your IT success since 1996. Visit onncs.com to learn more. Moon Title and Escrow at 421 Commercial Street in Emporia. Eric Thomas, Brian Portner, and staff wish the Emporia High Spartans good luck. And by Dr. Todd Detweiler, family physician, who believes that participation in extracurricular activities promotes a healthy lifestyle.
KVOE, live and local.
Back at Emporia High. Emporia High leading or trailing 42-8. The Rex just came by and said hello. You know, their son Cooper, a Spartan last year, graduated, now attending K-State. Cooper was in the building right before the holiday watching the Spartans. And big boy game tonight for the Spartans, going against a 3-3 Hayes team that's really good no matter what. Now let's go over the stats. They are brought to you by Robert's Blue Barnett Funeral Home, supporting local causes with a strong commitment to making Lyon County a better place to be. First for Hayes, Molly Martin leading the way with 14. 8, Katie Lindenberger. 6, Zoe Winter. 4, Riley Dreher. 4 each, Jenna Schmeidler, Kinley Winter, and 2, Molly Buckles. Hayes goes 20 of 34 in the first half for 59%. They were 1 of 5 from 3, 20%. They were 1 of 6 at the free throw line for 17%. 11 rebounds for Hayes, and they committed just 3 turnovers. For Emporia High, goes 2 of 8 in the first half, 25%. 1 of 3 from 3, 33%. 3 of 6 at the line, 50%. 12 rebounds for the black and red, and 22 turnovers. Difference maker in the ball game, 22 turnovers. Your halftime stats brought to you by Robert's Blue Barnett Funeral Home, supporting local causes with a strong commitment to making Lyon County a better place to be. See if I can get you some scores as Manhattan and Junction playing each other tonight. I'm trying to think if that's at Junction or Manhattan. Is that Manhattan tonight? The Manhattan girls lead Junction City 58-7. They're almost at the end of the first half of Manhattan. Manhattan redid their floor. So it's going to be a fresh new look when we go to Manhattan on February 25th. Hayes went there right before Christmas. Came out with a pair of wins. That's what's happening. As Washburn Rule, the boys are playing tonight against Blue Valley West. That's a big boy game for Washburn Rule and Alex Hutchins, who was the boys coach at Hayes before he departed for Washburn Rule. Interesting fact there. We go to the House of Blues coming up on Friday night. Big games. You got Kevin Borderwick's bunch. They're still good. They're out for a vengeance because Hayden already beat them. They got the defending Centennial League champs coming in on Friday. I'll tell you this. This is what I like. I want to mention this. Even though this score is 42-8, I love seeing former Lady Spartans in the building. That includes Emil Bennett, Ryan Peake, Lexa Shively. I think Lexi DeWitt's over there. I see Lexi's mom over there across the way. But seeing former Lady Spartans in the building, and of course Taylor Cunningham, whose sister Audrey is a sophomore on the team, that's kind of huge. Seeing the former Lady Spartans, who placed fourth at state last year, coming back and supporting this program, you know, with Coach Scott leading the way now after Carolyn Dorsey was let go in April. Coach Baldwin's dad's in the house. He had to come say hello. He hasn't seen me in about a month. Well, he's hoping his son can get his 178th career win here tonight. As Coach Baldwin just 3 wins away from 180. As Coach Baldwin looking for his 32nd win at Emporia High here tonight. And you're going to hear it in pregame when I talk to Coach Baldwin. This is a big week for the Black and Red. This game's big because my friend Chuck Cheney, you know, good guy and everything. There's the reason why he's a good friend of mine, a great colleague as well. He gave me a little projected bracket of the Blue Stem Classic. And it would, if Emporia, if the bracket was set now, it would be a matchup with Goddard in the first round. Let's do a quick 30-second break. Long Bay Metal Plaza halftime show over. Third quarter is next. Hayes leads 42-8. We're back in 30. This is Emporia High Basketball.
At Longmont Auto Plaza in Emporia, we're kicking off the new year with Fast Start Savings, like a new 2024 Chevy Silverado 1500 LT Crew Cab 4x4 truck with over $7,250 below MSRP with a current Chevy trade, or get a 2024 Silverado 1500.
This has been the Longmont Auto Plaza Halftime Show. Longmont Auto Plaza, your Chevrolet dealer in Emporia, driven by LongmontAuto.com. The second half is next. This is Emporia High Spartan Basketball.
KVOE, live and local.
Well, we're getting ready to go back to action as we just wrapped up the Long Binal Plaza halftime show. Hayes leads 42-8. They will have the basketball in their maroons with white lettering with yellow trim as they will send out their starting five. Gotta reset the iPad. Get everything reset. Here's Molly Martin, left wing at three. It's too strong. Rebound chased down by Adea Hefner. So, and a whistle. So, let me reset the iPad real quick. As it is Schmeidler, Lindenberger, Martin, Dreher, and Winner for Hayes. And a steal by Martin. Guess who? She did it again. And Dreher missed from the left side. So let me catch everything up in the iPad as Adea Hefner just picked up her third personal foul. Team foul number one. Martin missed a three. Adea got the rebound. And then there was a steal by Martin. Free throw is too strong for Riley Dreher. That was her first free throw of the season. Dreher actually committed to play at Hutchinson Community College for softball. My friend Billy Watson. Second one good for Dreher. Is Billy going to learn about a future Blue Dragon or future Blue Dragon here tonight? Dreher with five, and it's a 35-point advantage, and Bailey Wilch just threw it away. It's a backcourt violation, though, as Beheimer picked it up going in the backcourt. 7:22 to play, third quarter. 43-8 is our score in favor of Hayes. Here's Dreher here near wing as Hayes moving from right to left now in the second half. Schmeidler, right wing, now dribbles in. Now Lindenberger in the lane. Lindenberger kicks it out. Wild, but Martin didn't take the three, but steps in a 15-footer. That crawled off. She got her own rebound, though. No, it was Lindenberger. Or will it be Martin? And the foul on Emporia High is on Bailey Wilts. Her first, team foul number two. And it'll be Lindenberger who collected that rebound, who got the foul there. Lindenberger's first is too strong. As Kinsley Hines going to get some more minutes here in the second half, as Bailey Wilts will sit out. Second one is short for Lindenberger. Rebound, Beheimer. 7 minutes to play in the third. 43-8 in favor of Hayes. As Adea, too much use on the pass to Beheimer. And another turnover against the Black and Red. 25. And 25 of those turnovers, 15 of those have been steals by Hayes. Here's Zoe Winter. Got it poked away. Stolen by Aguirre. Aguirre trying to go to work. Aguirre at the block. Layup left side. Short. Rebound picked up by Schmeidler for Hayes. Well, going to have to get the energy boosted up for the boys' game. Schmeidler, 14-footer straight away is good. Schmeidler has six. 37-point lead for Hayes. 45-8. 6:15 to play, third quarter, and a steal by Dreher. Another turnover. Here's Martin to the cup, right side layup. Right side is in. Martin has 16. She's going to be all league in the WAC and probably a first team all 5A. 47-8, 39-point advantage for the visitors from Hayes. 5:53 to play, third quarter. And Taylor Scott called timeout as Aguirre was trapped in the corner. Let's get a 30 in as well. 47-8 Hayes. 5:50 to play in the third. We're back in 30. This is Lady Spartan Basketball.
Emporia High Spartan Sports, brought to you by Pete Euler. For great service and great rates, see State Farm Insurance Agent Pete Euler. By Annette Taylor at Salon Mirage. From cuts and perms to manicures and massages, contact Annette for an appointment by calling or texting 620-344-4197. And by Dr. Caitlin Toso of Toso Family Eye Care, keeping you focused on Emporia and our surrounding communities.
KVOE, live and local.
5:50 to play, third quarter. Lady Spartans down 39, 47-8. This is an impressive Hayes team that could be playing in the 5A tournament in March at White Auditorium. Missed the state tournament last year, losing to Bishop Carroll in the sub-state final. I remember that afternoon. I was following about every game that was going on in the league or in the state in 5A. And that was probably the closest sub-state final in 5A that happened on that Saturday afternoon in March. Foul on Hayes. Foul is on Dreher. That'll be her second. First team foul on the Lady Indians here in the second half. Actually in the third quarter, because fouls only go up to five here in quarters. As Beheimer looking inbound to Jay DeGeary, left wing, and Poirier High moving from left to right here in the second half. Jay got poked away, stolen by Schmeidler. Another turnover against the black and red. Wasn't Molly Martin this time, but still, Hayes putting a lot of pressure against this young Lady Spartan team. And the Lindenberger layup right side, good. Zoe Winter with the assist. Lindenberger has 10. 41-point advantage for Hayes, 49-8. 5:17 to play and a skip pass stolen. Brian Halter in the hands of Schmeidler. Schmeidler as it is out of bounds as Molly Martin was inside and turned it over. Went off her hands. And a turnover for Hayes. Wilt's back in for Howell. Well, Emporia High will have two practices to work with coming up, but a big test again on Friday night, Washburn Roll. Daya Hefner at the free throw line. Daya poked away, stolen by Schmeidler. She's got three steals in a row. Here's an elbow shot in for Schmeidler. She's got eight. She's got a career high 25. Here's Kinsley Hines for three. Too strong. Rebound picked up by Schmeidler. A good shot attempt from Kinsley. Molly Martin left baseline. Takes it to the cup and laid it in as she was trying to get an and one. Martin has 18. 53-8. Hayes, 4:25 to play. Third quarter. Adea Hefner losing the handle, but got it back, poked away, and it's stolen by guess who? Molly Martin. All-time leading. Here's a layup. Schmeidler missed. Rebound, Bailey Wilts. There was no whistle. And the Emporia High catching a break here. It's a 13-0 Hayes run here in the third. As Emporia High trying to get the double digits. Kinsley Hines in DeWitt corner. Swinging around to Aguirre here near wing. Jade with a right-handed dribble. Jay Trimble will dribble it back out. Now to Beheimer. Bounce pass deflected off of Lindenberger. It'll stay with Emporia High. Subs for Hayes. It'll be Humphrey along with Winter, Kinley Winter. Zoe Winter out. As Schmeidler out. Morgan Armbruster also back in for Hayes. Jada Gary to inbound. Inbounds to Kinsley Hines, who almost lost the handle. Bailey Wiltz looking to attack here near side. 3:38 to play here, third quarter. Hayes leads 53-8. Gary in between the circles. Dribbles it back out to Hines here near wing. Kinsley trying to get out of traffic, and it's a double dribble on to junior Kinsley Hines. I need to add Humphreys into the lineup. For Humphrey. But she's got a foul as well, so. Hayes with the basketball, buckles, a shot from the right side from close distance. That's off. Rebound picked up by Hines from Emporia High. Lady Spartans with the basketball. Nearing 3 minutes of play here in the third. Lady Spartans down 45, 53-8. There's a screen by Hefner. Now Jada Geary walks with it. Adea, baseline. Skip pass. Kinsley Hines. Molly Martin's on her. The all-time leading steal. Leads, and a jump ball is called. Possession is Emporia High. Ryan Howe back in for Lady Spartans. Kinsley Hines will sit down. For a high ball. 2:41 to play third quarter. All Hayes. They're going to go to 7-0 on this season. Emporia High going to drop to 0-6 as Beheimer almost lost a handle, almost went in the backcourt, and threw it away. Threw it in the hands of Winter, and a foul. Or no, it's a palming on Hayes. Well, Hayes going to get the ball back. On the floor for Emporia High, it's Hal Wiltz, Aguirre, Beheimer, and Hefner. Sydney Beheimer, far side, and Adea. Hefner looking to go to work. Skip pass into Wiltz, and it was stolen. Stolen by Humphrey. Here comes Hayes. Into Buckles, deflected, stolen. And it's deflected off of Emporia High as Farrell back in for Emporia High. Wiltz will sit down. A lot of these girls have to be limited on minutes because several of them played in the JV game. Only allowed to play in six quarters. Armbruster, Tavitakia three. It bounced in! And Dustin gonna love that. The voice of the Hayes Indians. Armbruster for three. Armbruster with her first basket, 56-8. And Hayes has scored 16 points, and they get another steal as Winter. And Jade got it back, though, as Hayes on a 16-0 run here in the third. They lead 56-8 with 100 seconds to play here in the third. Beheimer up top, Farrell. Hayes looking to go to work, gets to the Geary. Jade lost the handle, but got a foul. Foul on Martin. As Lindenberger back in, Molly Martin will sit down. Aguirre at the top of the key. 1:23 to play third quarter, 56-8 Hayes. Farrell at the top, swinging it to Aguirre left wing. Jade out to Ryan Howe, swinging it to Beheimer. Bounce pass to Aguirre, far corner. Hayes does play with a shot clock with games as they're not playing with it tonight as, oh, Ryan Howe split two defenders, put a shot up from the right elbow, and Ryan's going to get two, and the Howes are going to love that. Foul on, should be on, and it's on Armbruster, her second, team foul number three. Ryan Howe, first one in and out for Ryan. Wiltz back in for Aguirre. Well, Aguirre's going to play a lot of minutes. Got a minute to play here in the third. Second one for Ryan, too strong. Armbruster with the rebound. Or Hayes. Under a minute to play, third quarter. Lady Spartans down 56-8. 48-point advantage. Could be 50 here in a few moments. It's a foul on Emporia High. It's on Ryan Howell. Her third. Team foul number three. Winner and inbound to Buckles at the left elbow. Armbruster at the top. Feeds in. Buckles layup right side. It's good. 50-point advantage. That's Buckles with four, and it's 50. 58-8. 37 seconds of play here in the third. Howell here in the near corner. Up top to Beheimer. Here's a skip pass to Farrell. 19-footer, it's way off. Adia Hefner, rebound, put back, it's good. Well, good put back for Adia. Aunt Katie gonna love it. And Adia with her first points of the night, and it ends a 18-0 run for Hayes here in the third. As Hayes will go for one more shot. Here's Humphrey, left, right wing, a three, it's switched home. So Hayes outscores Emporia High 21-2 in the third. Hayes leads it 61-10. And we go to the fourth quarter. We're back in a minute. It's going to be a fast one with a running clock. 61-10. Hayes, we're back in 1 minute. This is Emporia High basketball.
Emporia High Spartan Sports being brought to you by Goods Cash Saver, home of fresh cut meat, triple inspected produce, big selections, and great value. Remember to get it at Goods. Longbine Auto Plaza, your Chevrolet dealer in Emporia, driven by LongbineAuto.com. And Emporia State University, helping students build their bright futures through hands-on learning and career-building experiences. Discover ESU today at Emporia.edu.
Emporia High Spartan Sports, brought to you by Pizza Ranch. It's buffet done your way with pizza, chicken, desserts, and more. There's so much to love at Pizza Ranch, 3000 West 18th Avenue. Go Spartans. Shoal Roofing, serving the Emporia area with roofing and gutters. Contact Shoal Roofing at 620-591-2907, online at shoalroofing.com. Shelter Insurance, for home, auto, life, or business insurance. See Shelter Insurance agent Kelly Madrano at 722 West 6th Avenue. And by Hostess Brands, featuring delicious products made at Emporia by your friends, family, and neighbors. Good luck, Spartans.
KVOE, live and local.
Back with the fourth quarter. It's going to go by in a breeze. As Hayes will inbound. It'll be Humphrey, Lindenberger, Armbruster, Dreher, and Buckles. Actually, new player in, Haley LaBarge, 5'9", sophomore. In for Hayes. I have to get her into the iPad. Here's a shot as also now in. Kinsley Newell, and a shot missing by Armbruster from the left side, and another shot, and it's out of bounds off Armbruster. So Armbruster missed. It was a rebound by Hayes, and a shot by Humphrey, and it went out of bounds off Armbruster. Emporia High ball. They have Howell, Aguirre, Wiltz, Hefner, and Beheimer. Also in for Hayes, Jasa Roa, a 5'8 senior, getting some playing time here in garbage minutes with a running clock here in the final 7 minutes. Jump ball was called. Possession is Emporia High's. Emporia High with the ball. Here's Beheimer here near corner. Swinging around the Wilts. As Aguirre has the reel in a pass and tracked it down. Here's Ryan Howell just inside the arc left side. Ryan with a jumper, and she's going to get two free throws. Well, some time for Ryan to go back to the line and try to earn some freebies. Foul on Hayes. It's Haley LaBarge with a foul, her first. Team foul number one on Hayes. Ryan Howell too strong on the first. As Cunningham will come in for Emporia High. Ryan with one more. as Aguirre will come out. Second one too strong for Howe. Rebound tracked down by Newell. 5:49 to play here in the ballgame, 61-10. Here's a skip pass to Newell here in the near wing. Deflected pass, almost stolen by Cunningham. But tracked down by LaBarge. Humphrey with it at the top of the key. Humphrey a 5'4 junior. LaBarge a 5'9 sophomore. Here is Newell, who is a 5'5 junior. They get in to LaBarge in the low post. Humphrey left wing a 3. It's an air ball. Rebound out of bounds. Going to Emporia High. 5:15 remaining in this one. We'll put a end on this one. Once this one concludes, we'll go over stats, play of the game, and player of the game as Ryan Howell was fouled in the left corner. Be the second foul on Hayes. It's on Armbruster. That is her third, team foul number two. Hines and Marino in as Hefner and Howe will exit. All Hayes, 61-10. Hines in the near far corner, skip pass into the hands of Roa. Here is Newell here near wing up top, Armbruster. Swinging around far side, Humphrey. Up top, Newell. Swing at the Armbruster here near wing. Skip pass, Roa, shot faking, now dribbles in. Kicks it out to Newell. We approach 4 minutes to play. 61-10 Hayes, and a steal as it's stolen. As Humphrey lost it, stolen by Cunningham. Andre gonna like that. So you got, let's see, into Moreno. Moreno, oh, turnaround jumper. It's in for Lisbeth. Her first points of the night. She has a new career high, scored 1 point against Hayden back in December. 61-12. Newell to the cup. A underhanded scoop shot is good. Kinsley Newell is into the bucket, is in the book. 63-12 as Scobie will come back in for Wilt. More subs for Hayes. More into the iPad. Good thing I got him on my board. This is Rylan Harrington who checked in. She's a 5'5 junior. And also in Liz Cunningham, a 5'5 junior for Hayes. Under three to play. Deflected. Stays with Emporia High. They took out Humphrey. Well, here is Hines. Swinging at the Scobie, swinging around to Cunningham. Now Beheimer, and it's stolen. Stolen by Hayes, but it was deflected as Cunningham, Liz Cunningham for Hayes, didn't clearly get the steal. Now Audrey Cunningham for Emporia High will inbound. Inbound to her fellow sophomore, Sam Scobie. Cunningham at the top of the key, back to Sam. Scobie swings around to Kinsley Hines in the wet corner. That's what it's going to be from now on. As long as I'm calling games, wet corner, left corner to the east bucket. It's Lexi DeWitt and a steal by Hayes. Here's a layup right side, good, by Rylan Harrington to get her into the bucket as book as well. 65-12. Hayes, 1:48 to play. Moreno kicks it out to Beheimer, right wing. As Emporia High going to slow things down. Kinsley Hines, left corner, as Emporia High might have a backcourt violation. And it is a backcourt violation as Scobie picked it up in backcourt. 1:12 to play. Emporia High will fall to 0-6. Well, they gave the Lady Spartans the ball. All right. Emporia High just trying to run some offense here. 65-12. There's a steal. Stolen away there by LaBarge for Hayes. Still fans filing in here for a big boy boys game. Newell, jumper from 13, bounced off. Rebound LaBarge, put back, no. Third chance, no. Foul on Emporia High.
Foul
on Scobie. LaBarge will shoot free throws. First one up is in. And they're going to shoot one more, 66-12. That's LaBarge into the book. Second one, too strong. Rebound, Roa for Hayes. And that will do it. 66-12. All Hayes after Emporia High led 3-0. And Hayes improves to 7-0 on the season. Lady Spartans dropped 0-6. Let's take a break when we come back. Stats, play of the game, and player of the game next. Emporia High drops to 0-6. They fall here tonight, 66-12. We're back after this. This is Emporia High basketball.
Emporia High Spartan Sports, brought to you by Roberts Blue Barnett Funeral Home, proudly serving the Lyon County area since 1928. By Champions Landing, Emporia's best place to socialize. Enjoy Champs Bar and Grill, Champs Coffee Shop, and a host of amenities. Champions Landing, where everyone is welcome. And by Napa, your reliable auto parts store here in Emporia since 1944. Stop by your locally owned Napa store and keep things running. 810 Industrial Road.
Emporia High Spartan Sports being brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services Agent Brian Fillinger. It's your future. Let's protect it. Call 620-342-2500 or log on to brianfillinger.com. Gerald Schumann Electric, the one to call for all your electrical needs, from residential to commercial to industrial. Call 620-342-2176. And Mark II Lumber. Find a complete line of building materials and hardware priced right every day at 825 East 6th.
KVOE, live and local.
Back at Spartan Gymnasium, Hayes wins at 66-12 over Emporia High. Let's go over our stats. Brought to you by Roberts Blue Barnett Funeral Home, supporting local causes with a strong commitment, making Lyon County a better place to be. As Hayes led 42-8 at the break, they outscore Emporia High 24-4 in the second half for that 66-12 victory. Hayes led in scoring by Molly Martin with 18, Lindenberger with 10, 8 Schmeidler, 6 Zoe Winner, 5 Riley Dreher, 4 each Kinley Winner, Molly Buckles, 3 Morgan Armbruster, 2 Kinsley Newell, 3 for Annie Humphrey, 2 for Rylan Harrington, 1 for Haley LaBarge. Hayes goes 30 of 53, 57%, 3 of 10 from 3, 30%, 3 of 12 at the line, 25%, 20 rebounds and 8 turnovers for Hayes. For Emporia High, who only had 6 players score, nobody scored more than 3. Jada Geary leads the way with 3. Jade's only bucket came early in that 3-0 lead. 2 each, Kinsley Hines, Bailey Wilts, Lisbeth Moreno, Adea Hefner, 1 Sydney Beheimer. Emporia High, 4 of 13, 31%, 1 of 4 from 3, 25%, 3 of 10 from the line, 30%, 19 rebounds, and 37 turnovers for the black and red. Those are your game stats, brought to you by Roberts Blue Barnett Funeral Home, supporting local causes with a strong commitment, making Lyon County a better place to be. It's time now for our play of the game, brought to you by Shelter Insurance. For auto, home, life, or business insurance, see Shelter Agent Callie Madrano, 722 West 6th, here in Emporia. We're going with a day of Hefner's putback late in the third quarter. That is our play of the game, brought to you by Shelter Insurance. For auto, home, life, or business insurance, see Shelter Agent Callie Madrano, 722 West 6th. Time now for our player of the game, brought to you by Dr. Caitlin Toso of Toso Family Eye Care, keeping you focused on Emporia and our surrounding communities. Going to go with Jada Geary tonight. She makes that 3 to give Emporia a high lead, and Jade having the back injury she had over winter break and coming back and playing a lot of minutes here tonight. So Jade Aguirre, our player of the game, brought to you by Dr. Caitlin Toso, a Toso Family Eye Care, keeping you focused on Emporia and our surrounding communities. That's game one as Hayes wins it 66-12 over Emporia High. Let's get into the RV Doc pregame show for our boys game. Up next, my conversation with Emporia High Spartan coach Lee Baldwin. That's on the other side. You're listening to Emporia High Basketball.
Emporia High Spartan Sports, brought to you by Flint Hills Mall, a convenient option for your new or growing retail business. To learn more about becoming a mall tenant, visit flinthillsmall.com. Emporia State Federal Credit Union, offering you banking by text, the perfect tool for your busy life so you'll have more time to sit back and enjoy the game. Good luck, Spartans. And by Thurston's Plus Auto Body and Automotive, your complete service stop, online at thurstonsplusautobody.com. Thurston's Plus, a proud supporter of Emporia High Sports.
Emporia High Spartan Sports, brought to you by Plumbing by Spelman, 821 Commercial. For residential and commercial plumbing service, serving Emporia and surrounding communities for generations. By Sports Connection, 2721 West 15th, serving Emporia High Spartans for over 40 years. And by Mel's Tire, 915 Graham, where service isn't expensive, it's priceless.
This is the RV Doc pregame show. It's time for Dylan's pregame talk with head coach Lee Baldwin, brought to you by Credit Union of Emporia at 2711 West 15th, where you're treated like a person and not an account number.
There's never been a better time to be a member of a credit union. The Credit Union of Emporia can help you get the most for your money with lower fees, better rates, and always personalized service. Whether you need a home loan, car loan, or you've been saving for something special, the team at the Credit Union of Emporia is here for you. Stop by 2711 West 15th Avenue, just south of the Flint Hills Mall. Federally insured by the NCUA.
Tonight, the Emporia Spartans finally get to take the floor after 28 days, after last week was wiped out due to the winter storms that hit the Emporia area. So I know Coach Lee Baldwin is ready for his guys to play another game. And, Coach, you got, like, the preparation and having a little extra time to prep for Hayes.
Yeah, there won't be anything that they show us that we're not prepared for on film. We spent a lot of time preparing for them, and hopefully our preparation and execution will be solid tonight.
How beneficial was it to have a little more extra time to prepare for Hayes? And we'll talk about them a little more in our next segment. But it's always nice to have a little extra preparation, but again, everyone's dealing with this with the makeup games and just the scheduling, and because you never know who you're going to play next.
Yeah, it was advantageous for us to put in some new things offensively that can hopefully give us a chance to be more efficient. And then, you know, our plan defensively really isn't anything different than we haven't done already this year. We just got to really emphasize rebounding and do that for 32 minutes.
You emphasize rebounding because then that makes you an elite team defensively, and maybe just kind of got a little exposed in that Great Bend game 4 weeks ago.
Yeah, I mean, our defensive numbers so far through five games have been really good. I think for us to take the next step, we've got to limit teams' offensive rebounding percentage. I also told our guys the competition level's going up, so naturally with that, you know, some of your defensive numbers are going to go down, which makes the rebounding even more pivotal to limit teams to one shot. And we'll find out tonight if we're ready for that challenge.
And you continue to see improvements from your team, especially with the good amount of practice you had over the holiday break.
Yeah, we've practiced quite a bit, so there's nothing that we shouldn't be prepared for tonight.
So you feel like the guys are taking a step in the right direction. You're going to talk about this, but the competition is just going to get better and better as the season progresses.
Yeah, it's going up, and it's starting tonight. And, you know, we don't have the luxury of having bad performances with our effort, our intensity, our communication. Those have to be there every night.
Visiting with Emporia High Spartan coach Lee Baldwin here on the RV Doc pregame show. Spartans and Hayes, the makeup from Friday night is being played here tonight at Spartan Gymnasium. We'll talk about Hayes when we come back. This is Spartan Basketball.
There's never been a better time to be a member of a credit union. The Credit Union of Emporia can help you get the most for your money with lower fees, better rates, and always personalized service. Whether you need a home loan, car loan, or you've been saving for something special, the team at the Credit Union of Emporia is here for you. Stop by 2711 West 15th Avenue, just south of the Flint Hills Mall. Federally insured by the NCUA.
We continue our conversation with Emporia High Spartan coach Lee Baldwin for tonight's game with Hayes. And coach, they're 3-3. Their three losses are coming to 6A schools. You got two losses to both Junction City and Manhattan. They lost to Manhattan at the buzzer right before Christmas. And then a quality loss to the defending state runner-up in Blue Valley Northwest, or state placer in the Huskies there. Big guy you guys are worried about is Dawson Reuter inside of 15-8. They, you know, they got some guards, and I know you're not real focused on the guards, but Reuter is the key emphasis for you guys tonight.
Yeah, he's a really good player. He's their best post player. He's their best passer. He's their best rebounder, best screener, best shooter. Outside of that, he's not very good.
And he stands at 6'6", and I think he went for like 16-8 against Manhattan. And, Madden, Seidel, and Chase Harrington going to have their hands full tonight. And you're going to really need to have them step up inside.
Yeah, those two will be, guarding him the whole night. But it's going to be a collective effort. Our ball pressure has to be fantastic. If they enter the ball into him all night, it's not going to be good. We've got to get up and guard them, make them dribble, and our ball pressure out front's got to be fantastic to not let him get the ball. If he gets the ball, he's scoring. So we got to keep him from actually getting the ball.
So is the ball pressure a big to keep it out of his hands?
I think that's the key of the game. If our ball pressure is really good and we do it without fouling, I like our chances. If we can't do that, he gets the ball, then we're just at that point hoping they miss, and he's going to control the pace of the game.
I know Nolan Jacob, known as your best defender, and I know you probably don't want to put Nolan on Reuter because it's kind of a mismatch, because there were times that Nolan went against Ian Premer 4 weeks ago against Great Bend. But, how does Nolan maybe kind of bring some of that energy and try to incorporate it into his other teammates that are going against the best player?
Well, I think they trust him that when he goes out there and guards their team's best player, that he's going to make it really hard on them. And every guy he's guarded this far, their numbers have been significantly worse with him guarding them. So I think there's a trust factor that when he guards somebody, he's going to make life miserable for him. And I think it's everybody else's job to do the same when they're guarding their opponents.
You mentioned ball pressure is key, also rebounding as well, especially on the defensive end of the floor, because that's going to be huge, especially when there's 6'6 guy and Dawson Reuter inside.
Yeah, the formula doesn't really change for us. I know the opponent's different, but we've got to be able to defend like we have been, do it without fouling, and limit them to one shot. And if we do that, we will be in the game in the fourth quarter. And if we don't, then we won't.
Simple as that, Coach. This is going to be a good matchup to start 2025. Best of luck here tonight at home. It's going to be great to be at home for one of two games for you guys. You'll make up the game with Hayden right before Glacier's Edge. So looking forward to tonight. Best of luck. Talk to you after the game.
Thank you, Dylan. Appreciate it.
That's Emporia High Spartan coach Lee Baldwin joining us here on the Arbor Dog pregame show. We'll take a break, and I'll be back with more. This is Spartan Basketball.
Emporia High Spartan Sports being brought to you by Next Tech Wireless, the latest wireless technology, fastest network, and best coverage. Your next step is Next Tech Wireless, located inside the Flint Hills Mall. Black Creek Diesel and Automotive at 3105 West 6th Avenue. Proud to serve the area's automotive, diesel, and heavy equipment repair needs. And the Credit Union of Emporia at 2711 West 15th, where you're treated like a person and not an account number. Do you need some updates or just some loving care for your RV or fifth wheel? Well, let the RV Doc handle your RV service and repair. They'll keep your RV's heating, air, plumbing, and electrical in top working order. The staff has the background and knowledge to do the job quickly and efficiently. They're also the folks to call for wiring and hitches for those trailers and fifth wheels. So if you've got a trip in your plans, call the RV Doc at 342-0702. The doctor is in, the doctor is operating. The RV Doc, 618 Industrial in Emporia.
KVOE, live and local.
Welcome back to Spartan Gymnasium. We're about 7 minutes away from our boys' game between Emporia High and Hayes. And it should be a good one. It's a big boy game between a 3-2 Spartan squad against a 3-3 Hayes team. And the fellas are going to have to play big boy basketball like they did against Hayden and like they did for three quarters against Great Bend the last time out 4 weeks ago. And it's a huge opportunity for the black and red to get a big win here at home. They are 0-2 on Tuesday nights this season. I know Lee Baldwin is fired up. Papa Baldwin in Coach Baldwin's mom and dad are in the building. I was able to say hello to them while we were in the coach's interview. You know, I like to do some walking around in between games and say hi to some people. So, but I can tell you what, this is a decent-sized crowd for this boys' game here from Spartan Gymnasium. And like I mentioned earlier, I'm gonna go over the boys' schedule real quick. They're going to play a lot over the next couple weeks, just like the girls. Like, got the Hayes game tonight at Rural on Friday. Then the boys will be off until Thursday of next season, someone we see a lot.